Although Vasco da Gama saw this area back in 1497, the first Europeans arrived here in 1652 with the Dutch East India Company. The city grew as a port to supply the ships which travelled to and from East Africa, India and Asia. The British took control after the wars with the French in the 19th century, and in 1910 the Union of South Africa was created and it became independent. Probably the first thing most people think of is Table Mountain, which gets its name because the top is completely flat. On one side is Devil's Point, and on the other, Lion's Head. The highest point is McClear's Beacon, at 1,086 metres above sea level, named after Sir Thomas McClear, who built a survey point there in 1865. The first man to climb the mountain was Antonio de Saldaña, in 1503, or at least the first one recorded. Very often there is a layer of cloud over the mountain, which is locally known as the tablecloth. Most people who visit Cape Town want to go up it, and you can do so in a couple of ways. I chose to take the cable car, not because I'm lazy, but because I didn't have a lot of time and it was a bit hot. It was full when I got on, which means there were 64 other people. We all enjoyed fantastic views of the Cape, thanks partly to the fact that the cable car even rotates as it goes up. When we got to the top, we found a restaurant, some souvenir shops, and some walking trails. If you want some physical exercise, you can walk up, choosing any route you prefer, from easy to difficult. In any case, it's a good idea to have a good guidebook or even take an excursion with a qualified hike leader. It's not such a dangerous place, but over the years there have been a lot of accidents, mainly because people are not prepared. Therefore, take warm, waterproof clothes and extra food and water. Don't hike alone, stay on the marked paths, and come down before it gets dark. When you are in Cape Town, you will hear the noon gun. Noon means midday. Guns were originally used to announce the arrival of a ship to the port. Obviously, there were no telephones or radios at that time. It was important, as the commercial function of the city was to supply ships travelling to and from the east. Since 1806, the guns have been used to signal the time to the ships, for checking the accuracy of their timepieces, which were used to help them navigate. This is the oldest tradition here, and the guns are the original ones, the oldest still regularly used in the world. The only time in 200 years that the guns failed was on the 7th of January 2005, because of a technical problem. The city offers lots for tourists to do. You can visit the penguins at Boulders Beach. You can take a boat trip from the Victoria and Alfred waterfront, a modern part of the city with a beautiful marina, lots of good shopping and entertainment, and the Two Oceans Aquarium. The beaches are great for all types of surfing, diving, fishing, and sailing. You can even go whale watching. However, the sea gets quite rough sometimes because of the Cape Doctor, the strong wind which comes in from the southeast. It gets its name because it is good for the city as it takes away the pollution.